Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, let's settle down. And welcome to another episode of Walking on the Sidewalk, Horizon Oracle Journeys. Everybody, just to get settled into your places, relax, and also if you can, go to the link in the chat room, or if you need it, it is for the people who are listening in archive, it's templeofgaia.com/Horizon Oracle, or you can just Google Horizon Oracle 2012, that's another way of getting to it. Giving everybody a chance to get settled in and relaxed and positioned. And also clear your head of all the things you were just busy doing. So take a deep breath. Let it out. Let it in. Relax, relax. So again, I want to thank you for being here on this Friday. And I am Kevin Baird, and I am the creator, designer, or let's say channeler of the Horizon Oracle cards, the images, that kind of stuff. I've been reading the tarot, the regular Rider-Waite equivalent of the tarot, for some 15 years. And longer if you want to look at the poker deck. I've been playing cards with the standard poker deck that's out there for a number of years prior to that as a teen and everything, so I would consider myself listening to spirit through the images on the cards. I'm going to flow with that a little bit, listening to spirit through the flow of the cards to go with, you know, what they're guiding me to do. But the thing is back in the day, I never really understood what channeling was. I just went with my gut, basically, for doing this thing or that thing. And moving on into my path of understanding life and what the psychic connection is for all that, I started to wake up through the tarot. So my point is just that I took the images that I used to see as a part of doing the reading. And started getting information. I started working on a novel or a story like 100 years ago and opened up my mind to many possibilities and really like channels on, you know, cable TV or satellite TV. It, you know, like the universe was open, was my oyster for receiving information. And the thing is that it would just come in randomly, like I'm watching or talking to somebody, and then I would end up getting interrupted by a commercial break, and that would be something that would be coming in from spirit or the universe or whatever you decide the source should be. Thank you. So you can follow along real time according to this show, or just go back to the dates if you're listening in an archive on the Horizon Oracle group wall in Facebook. It will be tracking the images that I discuss here today on this version of Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journey. So the show, every day or every time that it's hosted on the intent of the shows is to give my version or my take at this time of the recording, which is June 22nd, 2012, of the images. So the first card that is up is the 544 card, and it's titled Detached. And that talks about us being in places where we are just existing, and that we are holding on to our senses for dear life. We don't have complete control over them. They're like a helium balloon that is trying to escape our grasp. The next card that's up is the 721 card in reverse. And that card is about means, M-E-A-N-S, and it shows two people that looks like they're fighting over a monetary note, a dollar, a pound, or I'm not sure that pounds come in paper. I remember them hard currency, but fighting over terrible currency. That's funny. Rippable currency. Terrible paper currency. So, with the detached card, working with the means card in reverse. And I'll give you a second to scroll over there on the Temple of Gaia Horizon Oracle page. It's not a bad idea to open up two windows, one for the left side of what I'm reading, which would be the 544, and then the 721 is on the right-hand side. Now, on the Temple of Gaia Horizon Oracle page, I don't have the cards listed upside down, or what they mean upside down, but the point of the cards being upside down is that it's about the things, people, and situations that are going on around you. So a card reversed is about the people, about the situations and the things that are going on around you. So, with the detached card showing us struggling to hold on to our wits and our senses and our common sense, and working with the means card in reverse is talking about how we are struggling to maintain our composure while the people around us who are in power to hire us, to give us a loan, to give us a mortgage, to sign a lease for us, or to make for us to be a part of that world that money flows in. It talks about it being in challenging times. And that's really perfect for today, because the news out there, the sources that tell us about the economic world, talked about how the banks got demoted. Their classifications or their credibilities got demoted, and that the stock market dropped really bad. And I think it dropped to the lowest or the worst possible, or no, just the second worst record for this year. So it's here I shuffled these cards some probably 10 minutes before the show started here, and now these are the first two cards that came up. And the thing is when we do readings, the timings of the things that show up in front of us are connected to the things that are going on out in the world. And the Means card in reverse is really talking about how the world is dealing with an economic situation, whether it's the person that's going to be loaning us money or us listening to a major higher player that connects governments with other governments. There's also stuff being talked about either Germany or some of those countries trying to buy the debt of Greece. So they're not exactly cooking with Greece, playing a little bit of a play on words there, giving a pun. But that's straight up, that's the first primary message that's being talked about, is the financial situation and how it has us drained and strained. And that it's not a bad idea to journal, like we're reading today, whether it's the 22nd for the people that are listening live or the people who will be listening in archive later, to journal what is being talked about here, and that you can keep track of most of it because we're posting the images of the cards into the Horizon Oracle group wall, and that you can go and just follow there too. So the next card that's up is the Guilt card, and that's associated with the time 247. And that's talking about, first of all, it's in reverse. The Guilt card is in reverse. And this talks about the people, situations, and things that are around us that are responsible for causing the present situation that's in our life or in the world. So it looks like we're getting a reading about the state of the world or the planet or the global economic condition or whatever, and that somehow it's parallel with our life too. But the second card that comes up that's being associated with the Guilt card is the View card, and that's associated with the time 9 o'clock. And that could be 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock in the evening. And all of these cards that are a part of the Horizon Oracle deck are associated with times of the day, because that's really what makes our life tick, is our tie to the clock and schedules and timings and participations and that kind of stuff. So with the Guilt card being in reverse, talking about how the world, in a sense, is responsible for the things that have happened in our life, and with the View card, that's facing us. So when the View card comes up, it talks about keeping information close to us and not really talking about it, not really sharing it, you know, not talking about something that we've come to know. Sometimes it can invite us to not gossip about a situation or ask questions and to wait for more information. Again, the View card, and it's associated with the time 9 o'clock. The next card that's up is the 9:30 card, and it's facing away from us, and it's about awareness. It shows a pair of eyes with a starburst in the center, sort of like talking about the third eye, or our senses, our intuition, our awareness. And because it's facing away from us, it tells me, as a part of my interpretation, that the world is going to start waking up. And waking up to critical things that they dismissed as not being important before. Now, the thing is that we just left the view card associated with the time 9 o'clock, and now we're looking on the left-hand side at the awareness card associated with the time 9:30, and it's facing away from us. It's basically, with the 9 o'clock card, the view card, is basically saying for us to wait to see what happens. Because there's more information, more situations, more things coming up that will be very intriguing. And for us to not really commit to anything or speak our mind about something. And I read for like the next 90 seconds, like the next 90 days. And I would say that this says that if our intuition is inviting us to do something, that we should do it in a physical sense and not in a talking kind of sense. Because things get talked about can tend to be carried on in conversation to other people and get miscommunicated. So the awareness card is basically showing us, because it's facing away from us, that the people, situations, and things that are around us, and that it can even be referring to the world, is that an awareness is going to be growing. And it looks like it's going to be happening over the summer, to where we can plan to see these things happen. So with the card that's coming up next, that's working with the awareness card, is the 8-11 card. And that, the title of that card is Time to Move. And it's facing away from us. So it looks like, and it shows a building that has split in half, cracked in half, and that it looks like the ground under the building had separated and caused the base to separate further than the top of the building, and that the tops, the two portions of the building now split in half, are leaning against each other in support. And it has an individual at the top dancing on the card, or on the building, almost like they're in denial that this thing has happened. And in the last episode of the Horizon Oracle, I think it might have been two episodes ago, because the last one we had some kind of technical difficulties and we weren't really able to record much of the show. But the one prior to that, it was talking, there was some information that came up about a world event that looked like it was going to be a calamity of some sort. And with the awareness card here in front of us, facing away from us, and the time to move card facing away from us, this is telling me that there's something that's going to be happening in one of the far reaches of the world that's going to educate the other people who are not in that area to be thankful that they are not there and going through that travesty. I have no idea where this location is that's being talked about, or that it will happen, and that you guys have to remember that this is for entertainment purposes only, but it gives us pause for cause. And that we'll be watching the world enhance its awareness as it goes through this travesty. And that what comes to mind is that earthquake that just happened in one of the islands up in Alaska, that's the northern part, northwestern part of the United States, connected to Canada. And that there might be things that are associated with that, not sure. Or it could be a totally new thing coming up. So with Moving on to the next card, and this card is to the left, in the left-hand column of cards, is the 1245 card. I'll give you a chance to scroll to that. Find it on the Horizon Oracle list off of the Temple of Gaia website.
Getting very spiritual as they are
coping through this calamity or the disaster that had happened. And it looks like it's going to happen over the summer, like in the next 45 days. But it will not be around here. It will be someplace in the Mediterranean or somewhere in that general area. Because when I was looking at the 811 card, I was seeing the Leaning Tower of Pisa. So something in that area, there's something that's going to happen that's going to be making world news. So stay tuned on that one. And again, I read for like the next 90 seconds to like the next 90 days out. We could hear about this next week, really. Now, there is a card that has just come up, and it's associated with the time 316, and it's titled Rising Sun. 316, and I'll give you guys a chance to scroll down into the window over at the Temple of Gaia Horizon Oracle page. But it shows an individual looking at the sun setting in the background, and this card is facing away from us. So this is saying that there's something that's going to be happening in the West, and that we're in the West, the United States are in the West. So it might be that this is talking about West of where I am, which is I'm located in Washington, D.C. So it looks like there's something that's going to be happening. I get really like around the Grand Canyon because of the card that we were looking at before, 811, with the big crack underneath the building. It looks like something's going to be happening out in that area, Arizona, Montana area, New Mexico. The next card that comes up is the 317 card, and that's associated with faith. And I'll give you a second to scroll down to that image, or scroll, scroll back, or scroll up, because it's moving away from 333. But in that image, it shows, and it's facing away from us, so it shows other people, situations and things around us moving forward with faith, knowing that they will pull through the thing that's happening or has happened. And I really get like Baja California, or like that little Baja, there's a body of water, like there's a Baja Peninsula, and there's that big thing of water that is separated from the Pacific Ocean. So it looks like it's going to be happening between there and the Grand Canyon. There's some kind of event coming up that will make world news. The next card that's up is the 745 card. And that's facing away from us, and that's associated with the word talent. And it shows an individual juggling three gears with three arms, while two people look on. And again, this card is facing away from us, so it's talking about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us that we would be watching. So this talks about once that thing, that sort of like calamity or situation that gives people a pause for a cause and to pay attention, you know, to what's going on around them and not take everything that's happening for granted. There will be some talented people that will be recognized as a part of this situation that happens. And I also get that there's going to be some kind of discoveries of technology or new discoveries or new technologies that have been discovered are going to be announced in the news or talked about that other people would be observing. So if you look at the talent card and shows one individual juggling gears while two other people watch and look on, this talks about maybe a breakthrough in some kind of technology that gives a region, a country, or the world some kind of hope. And it looks like that's going to be happening over the summer. The next card that comes up is the 751 card, and that's associated with the word obstacles. And that shows an individual trying to open some transparent container that is holding a key. And they're working at night. The moon is coming up over the horizon, and this card is facing away from us. So this talks about things that other people are doing, situations happening are being done by people around us. And that they're trying to access a key to a solution that can be related to a problem that's plaguing us, or overcoming something that is a problem that's been bothering us for some time. So it's almost like something happens to where there was a technology that was being kept secret until devastation or catastrophe happens, and then this tool becomes revealed. A little bit of a conspiracy thing here, drama, but there are some things that are kept hidden until they are absolutely needed, like the ace. You know, when playing poker, a lot of people hide their ace. They have an ace in the hole. So this talks about some kind of discovery or like some kind of announcement of a technology or something that is a key to solving a problem that has been plaguing us for some time, or will help us overcome a present problem or situation. The next card that's up is the Between card, and it's associated with the time 447. And that card is facing away from us also. And this shows an individual who is crossing a great divide on a bridge or a plank or some kind of bit, you know, plank of wood, bridge of wood, or some kind of quick cross piece that makes it possible for them to go from the land that they were in and into a better place. So this looks like it's going to be a big money idea or, you know, solution situation that's going to take place once this technology gets announced. And it looks like it's going to be happening in like the next 45 days. So there's going to be a new technology announced in the news that will be some kind of saving technology that will be saving something or situation, place, or people that has to do with the Southwest, the place between the Grand Canyon and the Baja Peninsula in around Mexico. The next card that comes up after the Between card is the 1155 card, and that's about advertising. And it shows an individual with a lot of excess energy, trying to show that they are available and that they're in tune with the things that are going on around them, and that they want to be a part of it also. They want to be connected to it. But they can't seem to get anybody to recognize them, or that they've recognized an opportunity or situation that they don't have permission or power over to start making things happen, and that they have to wait for the owner or the person that possesses the rights, restrictions, keys to accessing this new kind of stuff. So it looks like this thing that's going to be happening out in that area between the Grand Canyon and the Baja area is going to do something that's going to help cultivate employment and jobs. Not really sure what it is. It could just be like some kind of like big well or breakthrough or flooding of something, or some could be an earthquake that reveals something that had been hidden for some time and people are amazed by it. Many possibilities. And then the next card that comes up that's working with the advertising card is the Understand card, and that's associated with the time 3 o'clock. And this is someone trying to communicate with somebody else who happens to have a blank stare on their face. They're not understanding, they're not listening, they're not paying attention to what the person who has their arms raised up in the air, almost in frustration, is trying to communicate. Show someone who is trying to talk to the only person in the country or in the land, and they don't get a single clue as to what is trying to be said. So this says that there will be controversy, that there will be some people who will understand why this new discovery will be helpful, but there will be old school people who will feel like, no, this is new, we should just stick to the old ways of doing things because those are tried and true, and that we can't afford any kind of mistakes that would end up coming up from working with this new discovery, technology, solution, whatever. So it will be, some people will be on board with the new plan or idea, and other people will not be. The card that's coming up that's working with the Understand card is the Satellites card, and that's associated with the time 8:44, and that shows a wave, a circular wave that's ringing outward in a circular fashion, and that it's like there's a ground zero. So this talks about how the information that the Understand card is trying to be conveyed, the information that's being discussed, that's associated with the message coming from the Understand card at 3 o'clock, it's saying that something will happen in that area between the Grand Canyon and Baja that will be concealed for some time, or not really concealed, or just not talked about. And then as it starts to get out and people start analyzing it, looking at it, understanding it, getting to know more about it, then other people will start to hear about it, and then it will eventually hit the news. And then the world will know about it afterward. The Satellites card really talks about information being seen in one location, and that it will take some time for that information to make its way around the network, where everybody else will eventually come to know it. like, if you look at the image, it shows some people who are in the ripples of the thing that happened at the center of the image, but there's still somebody off into the distance that has yet to be affected by the ripple. So there are some people who will hear about this, whether they're connected through their Yahoo News information, watching it on CNN, or getting it as like some kind of newspaper post or update that goes to their phone. It will be slow information to get out to the world. The next card that comes up, and that's facing us, is the Enforcement card, and it's associated with the time 903. And that shows a law enforcement individual who's wearing a cap with a helicopter flying overhead, and then someone is sitting on the ground who either is being investigated, interrogated, or analyzed. The enforcement card is just really talking about rules and regulations that are being maintained by other organizations, and sort of like they're being maintained to control people who are not so informed about what is good according to the greater good and what is bad according to the greater good. So this talks about how there's going to be something to where some form of law enforcement or condition management by an institution is going to have to come into the situation to keep things under control. So with the satellites card and the enforcement card and the understand card associated with the time 3 o'clock, this basically says that there could be a condition to where a curfew would have to be put in place for a time until things become a little better organized. It could be that there might be looting or something, like the things that happened in L.A. after the Rodney King trial. A little scary, this message is coming up here, but sometimes it's necessary to educate the people who don't know about the rules and the regulations. It's sort of like a hard education, and then everybody who isn't in that situation but is able to watch it learns by how others are acting. They learn how to be and how not to be. Now the thing is that the enforcement card is facing us or facing me. So this says that this is something that I will be interacting with, or the people who are listening to this episode in archive will be connected to it in some fashion. It will hit home for them. But it talks about how there could be a situation to where law enforcement or rules and regulations are going to be pressed. So this could talk about something that's going to be happening in the geographical or geological area of the north, northeast of the United States. The next card that's up is the 319 card, and that's associated with storms. And this card is facing away from us. It shows an individual who has their hands on their hips looking at the storm that's approaching, or that their hands are bound behind them while they wait for the storm to approach them. And we are under a storm watch here tonight in Washington, D.C., so it's sort of appropriate. But it can talk about storms coming. Again, it's associated with the time 319, and that the individual in the image is on one side of the road and the storm cloud is on the other side. And it's likely that the storm will not cross the road and that the person on this side of the road is safe. But it's a pause to reflect and to think about precautionary steps should they need to be taken. The next card up is the, let's see, the 716 card, and it's about deja vu. And it's facing away from us. So this talks about deja vus that are going to be associated with the people, places, and things around us. Now, when deja vu is in a reverse situation, it can be about a past life for us as well. Past life connections, or something that we had hoped for some time ago and dismissed and forgotten due to hopelessness. The card that's up next, working with the deja vu card, is the 443 card, and that's associated with recognition, and that card is facing away from us. And when cards are facing away from us, it's about the places, people, and situations that are around us, and how we will be watching these things. But because this card is, you know, companion to the deja vu card, it's basically talking about something that we had given up on that we would be recognized for or recognized as owning or whatever, something that we wanted to have a name for or something, that is going to come back around again. So some hopes and some dreams that we had dismissed some time ago will now come into fruition. It's sometimes the spirit works that way, to where we totally give up on something, knowing that it will never happen, that we just go on, you know, living our life with the things that are happening at the time, and then slowly this thing that we had hoped for eventually comes into manifestation. You know, we could have hoped for this back when we were 19, and now here we are 40 or 50, and it's finally happening. Took its merry time getting completed. And sometimes hopes go out around Pluto and then back again before they're able to land and become into manifestation and help us achieve this thing that we wanted to know and to realize. So what's working with the recognition card is the 311 card, and that's associated with picking. And it shows an individual with a stick or a sword trying to free some of the fruit that's hanging from a tree. Off in the distance in the sky, it shows birds flying. Card is facing away from us, and the picking card is a message that there are opportunities that are around us or around them, because this card is facing away from us, and it's about the people, situations, and things that are around us. it talks about people having opportunities that will be very beneficial, but they will be fleeting, that they are ripe for now for the picking, and that if they wait too long, it will become overripe or ruined based on the season going by very quickly. And there are positive aspects to this card. It's basically positive, to where it's saying that other people are going to be harvesting opportunities that they will have to find some way to store them, and that it will get to a point to where they can't keep them all, and that they will have to start sharing them. So someone will be coming into an abundance of something, and it could be opportunities or materials, subjects, subject matter, that they eventually have to get help to support or pass on to other people, because the more people know about something, the quicker it evolves. So watch the news, listen to the radio, and listen to what people are talking about when they're talking about other people who have come into a fortune, great fortune, or some kind of abundance. And they can even be talking about people who have won the lottery, because those people would not just take that money, shove it into a mattress, and use it as new bedding. They would have to get out there and start spending it in some way. And that would benefit the people that are around them. So the picking card can be about someone winning the lottery, potentially, and influencing the world of the people that are around them, but does not necessarily have to be specifically about winning the lottery. The next card that's up is the Strength card, and that's associated with the time 719, and that shows a shorter individual holding the handle of a paint can, and the paint can is close in the forefront of this image, while this person that's holding the handle for the paint can is trying to talk to someone that's in front of them also, but this person has their hands on their hips. So it looks like, looking at the two in a conversation, they are discussing something that needed to be done, and the person with their hands on their hips looks like they're a bit frustrated that the person holding the paint can handle did not bring the paint can with them. It could be that the paint can got too heavy for them. That's why the card is called Strength. The person with their hands on their hips is looking at the individual with a bit of body language that almost communicates that they had tasked the person holding the paint can handle to bring the paint also, and that the person who was supposed to bring the paint bucket fell short on the explanation, or fell short on the outcome that was wished. It's almost like it could be a parent giving a child a duty to go and do something, and that the child falls short of the expectation. Then the parent has to develop patience, and there's a strength that's associated with patience, while the person that they were trying to task to do something learns exactly what it is that was wished to be completed. So the strength card is really talking about having the strength to be patient while the people that are around us learn to do what it is that we want help with. The next card that's up is the Haunted card, and that's associated with the time 203. And this shows, and the card is facing away from us, and it shows a grave site with a headstone that has RIP on it, rest in peace. And it shows one individual who has wings looking at two people who are in an embrace on the other side of the grave under a cloud, almost as if they were supporting each other. There are two flowers that are beside the grave, and they are leaning towards the two people who are embraced. And it looks like they are comforting each other now that a loss has happened. And the title of this card, again, is the Haunted card. And this is really a message that it could be about someone who passed away, but it can also be about someone who was fired or removed from a position of responsibility, and that the remaining people are responsible for completing the task, and that they've never had to do that task before, and they wouldn't have any idea what to do. So the Strength card, talking about having the patience and the strength to have patience to communicate to the people that are around us the things that we want to have done. With the Haunted card, it talks about something that will happen to where someone was doing something as a regular routine and that we may have taken it for granted, and that it could be that it is us who are under the clouds right there struggling with how we're going to cope now that this person has been removed from the situation. So the Haunted card is really a message about someone who used to do something, who had a passion project, and that they thought that they were going to see it through to completion, but somehow they got removed from it, or they died, or that they got fired, or something, and that they're now not going to be able to complete it, and that they are obsessed. They are, it's almost like their life went into a hold, into a downward spiral, or something, and that they can't think about anything else, and that they're just out of their mind because they wanted to finish this project, and now they can't. They had to walk away from it, and that the people under the cloud are now left with having to deal with it themselves. So this is talk about something's going to happen out there to where we're going to be a part of the situation, to where we're going to have to come in and do something that we took for granted before. And it could be as simple as having to grow our own food because something happens to like the trains or the trucks or whatever, and that we have to rely on local produce to supply us with the things that we need. So that could get interesting, especially for the people who live in the city. The next card that's up is the 5-11 card, and the title of that card is Moving, M-O-V-I-N-G. And then for those of you who might be listening in the background in archives in the future, that you can go to the link at templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle to get a list and layout and descriptions of the cards that are being talked about in this show. So the 5-11 card shows two people carrying a single box to an unknown destination, and this card is facing away from us. 5-11. if you look, it looks like the box is holding what looks like a roll of paper towels, maybe a box of cereal, and then like some kind of like carpet freshener or juice box or something. So this looks like household goods that these people are helping each other carry to this new location. And this card is facing away from us. So with the haunted card talking about how there were people who did things that we never really had to think twice about, now we have to do this, and with the 511 card and it's talking about moving, it's basically saying that if we want to get this done or if we want to have this thing happen for us, that we have to start moving to get it to happen. It's not going to come to us. We won't be able to call it for delivery, that we'll have to go out and get it ourselves. So it talks about responsibilities and roles coming up for us, that we will have to start working with other people in our communities and our groups to get these things completed. So when you see a box of something on the side of the road, and it looks like somebody put it there for the recycling truck or lorry to come by and pick it up and take it away, then that can also be seen as a message to start moving also. The images that I have pinned into the Horizon Oracle are based on life experiences. They're not like the images of the tarot or the tarot or the tarot, where if you look at like the Ten of Wands, it shows an individual with a bunch of sticks. Or if you look at the Page of Wands or the Queen of Wands, a layperson who's looking at that image for the first time would not understand what is being conveyed. Like, it looks like it should be a part of a graphic novel of some sort, but to look at the image, a new person looking at that kind of image would not be able to understand the meaning of that's trying to be conveyed. But here with the moving card associated with the time, 511, is easy to understand. It shows two people moving a box of stuff. And that seeing two people carrying a box when people are moving their homes and their offices and, you know, doing something for like a picnic maybe or a party outside can be about this also. Next card that's up is a fairly interesting card. It's the 501 card, and that's associated, or the description for this card is planned failures. 501. I'll give you a second to scroll to that image. It's not too far away from 511, which is where we are, and that the 501 card is facing us. So that means that this is something that's for us to handle ourselves. Whether it's now in real time, we're listening here on June 22nd, 2012, or if you're listening in the archives later on, this can be a message for you at the time that you're listening to this, that this is something that you need to pay attention to. So it shows an individual who is on their knees with their hands up in the air, and it looks like they're protesting something that has just happened. Overhead is a cloud with a lightning bolt coming from the sky, and to the right it shows an individual running away from the situation. In the center is a sand castle that has fallen into ruin. This card I originally titled as Sand Castle Stompers. Those are the people who come along on the beach and while you're not looking, run right through your sandcastle and destroy it. They've destroyed this thing that you had taken all this time to create, this beautiful thing, and that their envy or their just mischievous nature invited them to, by nature, destroy the sandcastle. We do many things when we plan failures in our life. Planning failures, an example of that is putting an expectation on somebody you know they can't meet, but they say that they will meet it, even though you know they will not be able to meet it. But they say they can meet it, you know they won't. They say they can, you know they won't. They say they can, you know they won't. So it's verified and validated over and over again that they say they will be able to do this. But then the time comes, and the deadline comes and goes, and they do not complete it. They have failed you. You know it, and they know it, because the two of you agreed over and over and over again that you asked this to be done. They agreed that they would do it. You asked this to be done. They agreed that they would do it. You asked this to be done. They agreed that they would do it over and over again. So there was no question in anybody's mind that they were going to do this. They didn't do it, and now they have failed you. But you knew that they were going to fail you anyway. What you were doing is that you were testing trust. You were seeing how far you can trust this individual, but you're also testing to see how they would survive a calamity or something that could fracture the relationship between the two of you. So how this is connected to the moving card is that we're seeing people moving because the moving card 511 was facing away from us, and then the second card 501, which is facing us, this can be something where it's a message about we have a move that's coming up that someone said that they would support us on. And the move could be one that's about relationship, moving our house, moving a desk, you know, moving to something to do on the weekend or later on tonight. And then they fall short on meeting something that they agreed to. And now we are wounded, or should be wounded, because they said they would do this thing, and then they didn't do it. Should we be angry at them? Because we knew that they would not be able to do this. We've seen this happen before, and we know that it would happen again. What we're really doing is that we're, again, testing trust and also being hopeful that something that they had failed at before in the past, they will not fail at right away in the upcoming agreement or agreed thing that would be met. But here, they failed it. They failed us. They stepped on our sandcastle. Sandcastles don't last because time and tide eventually destroy them. Whether it's an actual stone castle that are in some of the ancient places that civilizations have occupied, or if it's somewhere on some beach put together by a child and a bucket and a shovel. So the planned failures card is telling us to not have too many expectations on the things that people say or they agree with us that they will be able to do or complete. Be ready to be let down. And the thing is if you had such great an expectation on someone who would eventually let you down, then that expectation was a little out of control, or what's the word that I'm looking for, overzealous or overtaxing or doing something to where it really was testing the integrity of this person that's been a part of our life. Did we want them to leave us and creating this thing that they ruined, that we set them up to ruin, gave us permission to say goodbye to them, and that gave them permission to say goodbye to us too? And it can be a job or a relationship. It really fits many areas of life. The Horizon Oracle I designed as images that could be in a sort of a graphic novel that people can look at and get the gist of a story about things that are happening in their life or for the people that are around them as well. So when we can be told by the cards that we have a planned failure coming up, when it happens, the impact isn't so great. The next card coming up that's working with the planned failures card is the 347 card, and that's facing away from us, or some people would refer to it as being reversed. I'll give you a second to scroll up to that. Again, it's 347. And it shows an individual catching a feather that was floating in the air. And other people who read with this deck have told me that it looks like the individual has caused the feather to levitate and that they're doing levitation exercises. And I was thinking that's a great object to practice levitation because it's so light as it is that it would not take too much biological or bioelectric energy to cause this thing to float. But my original design of the card was one to where some angelic host in heaven set free one of their feathers so that we might catch it to help us be lighter on our feet and to achieve levels of angelic awareness, recognition, that kind of stuff. So this is saying that when we have the planned failures, when the things that we knew that were going to fail us but were in denial fail, and that when we can recognize that this is something that was planned, then the people of heaven or the divine places will go and make an effort to help us through the situation now that we've recognized that we're putting expectations on something that would not really be realistic expectations. And once we can break ourselves of setting those kinds of expectations, then that moves us to a new angelic understanding. The next card that's up that's working with the help card with the 347 is the drive card, and that's associated with the time 11:28. And this card is facing us, and it shows an individual who is pushing some kind of a platform that is on wheels, and it has four individuals who are standing on this platform. So it means that the cargo is very fragile, and that the driver of this device will have to be careful as they move the group of people on this platform to a new destination or location. Balance has to be maintained so that the integrity of everybody standing can be solid. So with the angelic assistance, with the feather, it's a help card. That's what the original title for the help card with the individual catching the feather was angelic assistance. But I really wanted to remove the religious connotations and just call it help. So this help, this divine help that we would be receiving, or really it's a tool, would help us drive the lives of other people around us who trust the things that we say and do. So it's almost like we go through that planned failure situation to get through that crap that we had to learn how to let go of and not expect again and again in our futures. And then we move on into a level to where we can work with people and that we can help people who are likely to be going through the same kind of planned failure scenarios in their own lives. And then as they learn from the things that failed them that they had planned, we see that happening and that we grow from their experiences as well. It's like a teacher who is teaching a subject in class. They have 32 roughly students in that classroom, and that means they have access to 32 minds that are thinking about the same thing that they are thinking about. If you looked at it like a parallel processing computer, that's quite a large amount of information. So this talks about a situation coming up, the drive card, and associated with the time 11:28 is saying that we will be working with a group of people who are going through or have gone through the same thing that we went through, and that we will be comparing notes. It can also be looked at as sort of like one of those group therapy kind of things as well, to where it could be alcohol, drug addiction, it could be post-traumatic stress disorders for people who were in the military, in the war, that kind of stuff, and are trying to work through letting go of some of the things that still plague them. This talks about us working with a group that will be driving towards a better understanding about the future, how we're going to drive there together. Now what's funny is that the next card up that's facing us is the blame card. BLAME, and that's associated with the time 909. I'll give you a chance to scroll up to that in the website.
Something that we wanted to do as a group,
And then in front of us while we're driving is someone who's going so slow, they're going 10 or 15 miles under the speed limit. They're going slower, but at the same pace, basically, as the person that we wanted to agree with something that we wanted to do as a group, and that they are related. We blame the person that's in front of us for the things that other people that are really actually in our lives fall short on. It goes back to that planned failures thing. We had something that failed, and until we recognize that we had planned for this thing to fail, we blame the conditions and situations around us for the failure or the individual who failed us until we're able to finally face the fact that we planned this failure, or that we're able to face the individual that failed us, and that we can come to an agreement and an understanding while the failure happened, and then help us maybe recognize that we should not set our expectations so high. So with the drive card that we just left, which was associated with the time 11:28, showing us transporting people with the same mindset or are going through the same thing in life, we can tend to get an ego. It's like once we're working with this group of people and that they recognize us as an individual like their own, we sort of get an ego that says, okay, I'm perfect, and that everything that I do from here on is going to be perfect also. But then something happens, and that perfection seems to escape us, and we can become upset or angry again that things aren't happening as perfectly as they did when we were going through the 11 and 28 driving situation. Why can't everything be that perfect? Why can't it? Why can't it? Why can't it? Why can't it? And that's what we're doing when we're behind our wheels. I see it all the time with people driving on the road that they become so dramatic with their body language, and they're like throwing hand gestures or, you know, acting like they're conducting some kind of orchestra music. They might be listening to the radio, but they, when they're reaching out and communicating to other people that are around them, they're really projecting an anger onto someone who should not be a part of that situation or picture. So with 11:28 working with the 909 blame card, it's basically saying to recognize that, sure, we will come to an understanding and learn and sort of like graduate from something that we were expecting a failure with, but those things come in waves and cycles, and that we will have a new one that will come up that could be right after. Like, it could be a chain of events like dominoes. But the thing is if you recognize every time you get behind that wheel and let that be sort of like your avenue or your conveyor, that this is the place to where you are allowed to blame the other people for the things that are happening in your life. You can blame strangers for the things that are happening in your life so you don't have an onus in there. Once you can break that thing, you become absolutely transformed. So the drive card segueing into the blame card is basically saying we are going to get something that will be very profound, but don't think that we've graduated. There's more still to go. So funny. The next card that's up is the 848 card. And I love these timings, the way they come together. This card is associated with the word study. I'll give you guys a chance to scroll to that. And it shows a person in what looks like a library reading a book. And there's a bookshelf that is half full. There's one and a half shelves that have books on it, and it looks like there's one and a half still left to go. And that the individual at the table is reading a book that is either from the shelf, or that the books that they read go onto the shelf once they have read them. And I designed this image to be one to where the bookshelf represents the learned things that we use again and again every day. And again, this card is facing us, so this means that it is a message for us. And we are looking at the blame card, where it shows us projecting onto strangers blame that we really should be facing the people that are in our life that were the original source of the blame. Coming into the study card associated with 848 is basically saying, once we start studying this part of us, we will recognize something that may have been with us for several past lives. Profound. So the next card that's coming up from the study is the waiting card, and that's associated with the time 737. And it shows an individual who is sweeping out front of what looks like a mill. There's a little wheel for what looks like grinding wheat or grain or something. But they are out front, and it looks like they're sweeping or raking the yard, doing something, clean the yard with some kind of lawn tool. And this is sort of a therapeutic card. And it talks about just being out in the front yard raking leaves. And when we're out doing yard work, our minds tend to wander. When we are doing yard work, we eventually, we're working on projects that we can realize a closure within the day. Like if we're raking leaves, we can rake the leaves into a pile, bag them up, put them on the curb, or if you're in an area to where you can burn leaves, then you rake them into a pile and burn the leaves, so that way your job is done. This is a process for doing something or a project that gives you a sense of completion, the completion of a project. So it can be cleaning out a closet, cleaning out a basement, a garage, doing the dishes, cleaning your room, writing a letter to somebody that you've been putting off for some time, but doing something, working on something that you can start and finish in a short amount of time. And it's not a long process like we're looking at with studying ways to overcome the way that we blame and put other people at fault for the things that happen to us in our lives. So, sure, it's one thing to be in the world for studying, but the other thing is that we have to be out there doing something that is really doesn't require a lot of mind energy, but just out there doing a project that gets completed, we get a sense of completion, and that we feel like we get a sense of closure about some things that are happening in our life. Now, the waiting card is facing away from us. So in this sense, it's not actually that we should be out there doing these kind of projects. It would be more of that we're waiting for someone else to finish a project or come to a conclusion or understanding about something that they have to learn on their own, and it's not something that they can be told. We have to wait for them, and that's why this is called waiting. Waiting for the project or the situation to be completed or realized before things can continue and proceed. This can also be an event card or the time or season of the year card. I also designed this card to look like it has to do with autumn, to where the leaves are falling and then it's harvest time, or waiting on harvest time. So this is us studying like we were in the 848 card, recognizing the things that we want to be better at. And then we have to wait for other people to catch up to us instead of us going in and telling them how to be, because we just learned this. Sometimes people have to go through the hard knocks and the hard lessons to get the same value out of the lesson. So the card that has just come up that's working with the waiting card is the 118 card. And that is tied to the word begin. And it shows an individual with their hands on their hips looking at a sundial with four stones as sundial marker points, and that the sundial shadow is on the last time element stone. And this card is a message, and this card is facing us, so it's a message about beginning something. It starts now. So those of you who are in the room or who are listening to this in archives, this is a message that these things that you have been thinking about life while listening to me talking about the messages that are coming out of the Horizon Oracle, these things are going to start to flow for you, and that they will begin now. I read for like the next 90 seconds for things to happen to like out 90 days. So it's a short window of time. So the things that you've been thinking about as a part of the message that I've been giving here in this segment of the Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle journey is going to be something that will be starting now. And that you would just have to be the trooper, and once it starts flowing, happening, that you just have to change, react with it. Now the next card up, and it's an awesome card, and it's facing us, it's the 7-11 card. And it is titled, A New World. It's a great image. I really had a lot of fun drawing this one because the message that's coming from Spirit that this image conveys is a very powerful and hopeful image. It shows a world that has been tossed down from on high, whether it's a cloud or some precipice, and that it has landed and created a bit of a crater on impact. This impact crater guarantees that this whole new world will not roll away, and that we don't have to act upon it right away because it's going to stay in place, but also it will not turn until we are able to free it from the crater and start putting it to use. A whole new world is going to be presented. So we were talking about with the 118 card about beginning. And here a whole new world begins. So these two working together are really saying that you guys who are listening to this, either real time or in archive, says that whatever it is that you were just thinking about with me talking about 118 beginning, this will start a chain reaction that will start with a whole new world beginning for you, and that you thought things were done or you did not have any hope that things will change and it will be the same old that can start as early as tomorrow or Monday. Now the next card that's up is associated with the time 750. And then for you guys who are listening, either in real time or in the archives, you can go to the Horizon Oracle group wall in Facebook and see a lot of the cards that have been posted and talked about here in today's show also. But the next card that I've drawn is the 750 card, and it's associated with the word pressing. Now, with a new world card and the pressing card working together, it is basically saying that there is a whole new world of opportunities that will be presented to you, and that you will come up with ideas as you work with this whole new world. Some of the ideas you will be able to apply right away, and others you will have to put on hold. But the thing is that while you're coming up with ideas for what you will be doing in the future, while you're working on something now, those ideas for the future could be fleeting. So you need to be pressed. You need to be pressing those onto paper or some kind of way, whether it's on your phone or something. Capture those ideas about these new opportunities or things that are associated with this new opportunity that will be presented to you very shortly, so that way you can have a continuous flow of opportunities and possibly segue and chain, you know, chain react and going into new directions and new opportunities as well. And that this whole new world can potentially be a seed that turns into a tree that eventually turns into a forest. So write down your ideas. That's what the pressing card is talking about. And it can be whether you've started a project already, like working on a book, a blog, a column, writing a paper. Write it down. The next card that's up is the 610 card. And that is associated with the word days. In this image, it shows two scenes. On one side, it shows a person with their hands over their ears, while lightning is striking in the background, a snake is crawling around, a stinging insect is flying around, and there's a cactus in the back, in the background. On the other scene in this image shows an individual with a walking stick. Flowers are blooming, butterflies are flying, and the sun is on the horizon. This card, when it comes up, is really in telling us that we can choose to categorize today as a good day or a bad day. There are good things that happen in every day, and there are bad things that happen in every day. And another phrase that this card can be associated with is counting your blessings. If you look at the positive things that happen today and sort of ignore the negative things, because you don't really need to be giving negative things too much of your energy because they're already there also. But if you focus on the positives, then you can sort of like get your mindset in a better and positive place to help you feel better about the present situation. So writing down your ideas, what we were talking about in the pressing card, and then the days card comes up, there's going to be times to where you're not going to be productive, and that you just have to just sit down and wait for the situation or the time to change, or to take power over the situation and make it a good day. So ideas will follow the whole new world of opportunities, but there will be times to where you will get exhausted and plagued with not being able to have enough energy or resources to deal with the whole situation, you know, all at once. And this goes back to the first card that we were talking about, which is the detached card, and associated with time 544. And that sometimes we can be so overwhelmed that we don't know what to do, and it's just good just to wait until that clears, and then we can start doing something. Now, the card that has just come up following the days card is the Gulf. And and that's spelled G-U-L-F, and that's associated with the time 622. And this card is facing away from it. It shows an individual walking in an area with a lot of flowers. The land is flat, there are no mountains, and the sun is bright and high in the sky. And this card is facing away from us. And that is about the situations, the things, and people around us. Because the card is facing away from us, it's about the Gulf that we know. Whether it's the Gulf of Mexico, the Persian Gulf, or some of the smaller bays and inlets that are in and around us. When this card comes up, it talks about people that we know coming from there to visit us, or people who live there inviting us to come visit them. This can also be related to our jobs, to where whoever it is that we work for may task us to go and visit the Gulf. Like we have the Gulf of Mexico here in the United States, and that there are states around the Gulf and that have, you know, things that need to be completed. So this is a heads up card. This is basically an event card or a situation card that's telling us to watch for this thing to happen, and that when it does happen, that we should say yes to the invitation. So we were just talking about the days card, where it's up to us as to whether it's a good day or a bad day. With the Gulf card following the days card, it's basically saying that we had a bad day, but then something changes dramatically to where a situation comes into our life to where it's an invitation to go and do something else that helps clear the bad skies, the stormy skies, about what we're dreading and looking at more of a positive. So just hanging in there and knowing that the bad feeling will clear, this invite is like proof that everything eventually goes away and gets better. Now the card that's working with the Gulf card is the 837, fertility. Give you a second to scroll to that image to have a look at it. And this card is facing us. It shows a baby carriage alone. You can't tell if there's a child in the baby carriage and that there is no parent or guardian to be seen. Now this card can have two meanings. It can be that there's going to be a baby announcement around you. Either there's someone who's going to become pregnant, whether you're married to them, or you're the one that's going to be pregnant. Children around you that are of childbearing age are going to become pregnant or have just had a baby. Or that it can be about you struggling with something in life that has just started and you're very frustrated about it and that it's new and that you don't know a lot of things about how to do this thing or that thing of it, and that you feel like you're behind everybody else. You feel like everybody else knows how to do this thing, or it's a brand new thing that you have to do yourself. Nobody else is going to do it. This is a time to where we sort of like are born again, and that we discover a strength that we never knew existed before. And it can be you cutting your teeth, teething. You know how children, when they are trying to, you know, as they're growing and their teeth start to develop in their mouth, it's very painful. And that the things, like they used to nurse on the teeth and the baby bottles and everything, but then it gets to a point to where they have to start using their teeth. But once they start using their teeth, they can take advantage of a tool that they've grown to know that will be very useful. But at the first use, it's very painful. There might be a large learning curve or process for getting to know this thing, and that it will leave some people thinking that they should just leave it behind and quit or go do something else. With the golf card being connected to the fertility card, this is basically saying that the invitation to go to the golf will be one to where we might want to turn it down, just because there would be a lot of things that we would be expected to do that we may not want to do because we don't know how to do it, or it would feel awkward. But the thing is that once you agree to this and just accept the pain, the growing pains associated with learning this new process, you could further develop this whole new world that is being presented to you and to us. So it's a good thing to like follow through with, even though it will be very painful. The pain will be short-lived. The next card that comes up that's working with the fertility card is the 531 card. And that's associated with the word bloom. And that shows a butterfly landing on a flower. It's not exactly a perfect flower, but it's a flower, and any flower will do. Because butterflies take advantage of the first thing that comes to them, and that they know that because it's right in front of them, that it was planned, or that not really that it was planned, but it's what they do. Here this thing is, and this is what they do. No question about it. So, with the fertility card talking about us cutting our teeth and teething on a process that's very new to us and sort of painful, with the bloom card following the fertility card, it's basically saying that the process will become so comfortable and so second nature to us that, like the butterfly landing on the flower, that is almost like a mindless kind of task, and it will be a process that will be rewarding, and that it will be a second nature, so we won't have to do a lot of thinking as a part of this process, and the rewards will be sort of like second nature and beneficial as well. So you won't always have to be, giving 100% of your math brain to making everything happening. And I'm seeing spiritually speaking too, says fertility is a great card. Yes, thank you. I agree. It's, you know, fertility is one to where it's painful, but also helpful once we get through it. And then for you guys who are just joining, I just put the link one more time to the descriptions for the images in the room. It is, it's 111 images and a lot of information. So the bloom card, following the fertility card, is basically saying this process that we were teething on and pain, you know, going through the growing pains, will turn into one that will be so productive, and it's being followed, the bloom card is being followed by the houses card, and it's associated with 833. Time, 8:33, and that can be in the morning or afternoon. And the houses card is about the houses in our lives, and it could be about something that you dreamed, like you can dream about houses, but houses hold rooms, and the houses can be hospitals that hold rooms that we're born in. They can be buildings that hold stores that we buy our shoes in, and buy our clothes in, and buy our food in. We were born in a room, and we will likely die in a room, but there's always an exception. So the houses are really about places that hold rooms that we will keep things that will serve us for some time. So the bloom card is being followed by the houses card. So it's basically saying that we're going to be coming into a very fertile situation based on the fertility card, coming into bloom and abundance. That will segue into something that is connected to houses, and houses are things that hold rooms that will serve us for a great deal of time. So, just in closing, because we're coming up on the end of our show here, it's a great card to end with, and it says that the things that we've talked about so far in this show, and as we're ending with the houses card, it's basically talking about that this is a beginning that could last us for the next 10 years or until our last breath. So I am Kevin Baird, and I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. It's been a great one, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Take care.